Odyssey fans, I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
Welcome to the February 25th, 2009 edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. And we got a big show for you today.
We do?
Yes. In fact, I think it's worthy of the latest news music. Today is the day that our listeners will finally get to hear Jesse's library rap.
You played the latest news music for that?
That's right, folks. You asked for it, and it's coming your way later in the show.
But before that, we've got a much more interesting segment, the continuation of our interview with Jerry Hauser and Daniel Judovitz.
They play the voices of Ben and Aubrey Shepherd, and they talk to us about working on Odyssey, what they've learned about acting, and about bear encounters.
You know, they're so interesting, you probably want to stop listening right after the interview's over.
Jesse.
You know, that's right. The podcast ends as soon as they're done talking. So whatever you do, don't keep listening.
Don't believe it, folks. Stay tuned for that library wrap after the interview.
Okay, let's just talk to Ben and Danielle.
Well, Danielle and Jerry have been kind enough to join us again. Guys, thanks for coming on.
You bet. Good to be here again.
Jerry, you and I have never met, but I have to tell you, I run into you just about every time I go into Best Buy.
Yeah, I did that for a number of years. You know what? It's not happening anymore, but there was a funny story about that. I was the someone came up with the idea, let's have our own little show, and we'll record like every month a three-hour program, and we'll just play music for that, you know, and then they'll just loop that three-hour program, which I'm sure everybody that worked in the store loved me.
Yeah.
Hearing that over and over again.
Well, in my house, my kids are huge McGee and Me fans. They grew up on that. And in that episode, In the Nick of Time,
bear!
There's a scene. Yes. Did you get combat pay for that? What was that like?
That was very cool. It was my part of it had to do with that we were going on this mountain climbing trip. And it was a father-son relationship where we weren't very close, and it brought us closer together. But what you're talking about is, you know, I was this practical joker, and nobody ever believed me. And at one point, we're out there, and this huge bear comes in, and I come running in going, bear, and nobody believes me.
What was it like working with this guy, Danielle?
He's such a nice guy, and he reminds me a lot of my dad in a lot of ways. So it was very easy to work off of him, and he definitely was a pleasure to work with. So.
Because you were younger, and obviously Jerry had quite a bit of experience, can you think of anything that maybe you gathered in the studio or just things that you learned from him along the way?
I would probably say he's got really good work ethic. I have been doing voiceover since I was a kid, and a lot of times, you know, watching adults sort of helped me to watch them in their professionalism, Jerry definitely being one of them. As I've become an adult now, I've sort of taken that with me and tried to be at least as professional as I can, because you can get away with a lot more when you're a kid acting and doing voiceovers, but as soon as, you know,
that's right,
you become an adult, no, it's all gone and out the window.
Yeah, but I've got to say, in working with Danielle and with so many of the people that we had on the show, everybody was right on it, and Danielle was right on top of it. And whether it was, you know, just fun little interaction, or it was, you know, kind of more heavy-duty emotional scenes, she was right there. And I got to tell you, in that environment, it makes it so much fun, because when you're in the booth, you know, when you're working, you know, there's little times in between, you can chat and you can joke around, and people that aren't that professional, you know, they get caught up in all that, and then focusing back into the work is really hard to do. And I've got to tell you, she was right on it. I mean, it really showed that you'd been doing that since you were a lot younger, too, because she was
I'm blushing.
Well, that's awesome.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome, honey.
And so, Danielle, you were really a kid when you started with Adventures in Odyssey, and you weren't playing Aubrey, but another character named Cassidy in Something Clicked Between Us. So how did you go from that part to getting the part of Aubrey?
It's funny, I did, like you guys said, it was just a one little small part for one show that I was doing, and I'm not sure why, but Aubrey, my character, was already on the show, and it was played by a different actress, and for whatever reason, they were replacing her, and I guess they just liked me a whole lot or something when I did the one episode, and then they asked me if I wanted to come back and, you know, play the role of Aubrey, and I didn't realize at the time. I thought it was just another little bit part. I didn't realize she was actually such a big part of the series, so that was a nice little surprise.
Well, Danielle, you also had a lot of scenes where you had to deal with a pesky little sister. Do you have any siblings in your family that gave you any inspiration for those scenes?
I do. I have an older brother, actually, and oddly enough, the inspiration for her character was I saw more of myself in her than in my character, Aubrey. So I would more, you know, sort of draw from my older brother because I'm the youngest, and I was definitely a little pesk annoying to him. So it was kind of interesting to play, you know, the other end of it, because my whole life growing up, I was the baby of the family. I was a little kid sister, and then all of a sudden I got thrown into this role of being the older sibling, which I knew nothing about before. So it was kind of interesting.
And Jerry, you've played a number of roles on Odyssey as well. You've played a number of different villains and dads, and I know our listeners love the work you did on Jellyfish. So where did that voice come from?
Well, you know what? The great thing about doing voices, too, you know, is you get to draw off of voices that you've heard or how you heard them. You know, the director helps a lot, too, because you throw out different approaches, and they have a vision for it. So it's really a sort of a collaborative effort in finding the right voice.
Do you have a preference, Jerry? I mean, whether you were choosing to play a good guy or a bad guy, is it more fun to play a villain?
You know what? In some ways, yeah. You know, it's just a little more out there and a little more, you know, a lot of times when you're doing something that is not necessarily who you are, I mean, obviously I would identify a lot more with Ben than I would with Jellyfish. And so when you're doing something that's not as much of who you are, it's, you know, that's always a lot more fun.
You know, something else I wanted to ask you about, Jerry, you are the voice or were the Keebler Elves. Is that something you're still doing?
Yep, still doing it. It comes and goes. You know, they have different campaigns that they run, and then it goes away for a while and comes back. And
were you doing that? Because I know Walker Edmiston, a voice of Tom and Bart on Odyssey, was also one of the elves. Did you two work together?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was Ernie, the chief elf.
Oh, okay.
And how did that go? I mean, did you just kind of get together and suddenly you had to put different hats on, but you had a relationship from Odyssey already, right?
Yeah, you know, again, it's I'll tell you, voiceover is just so much fun because you're there, you see friends, you see people you know, so you can have fun in the midst of it. So it's such a wonderful thing to be able to do.
In addition to commercials, you've done a lot of cartoon voices on shows like Transformers and G.I. Joe, and you are Bam Bam in the new Flintstones TV movies?
Yeah, that was a little while back, but yeah, they had it where Pebbles and Bam Bam. I was sort of excited about the fact that I got to marry two of, you know, TV's icons. You know, I got to marry Marsha Brady and Pebbles Flynn.
And Pebbles, yeah.
Not bad. Which character would you say is most like you? You had mentioned that Ben is very similar, but any of the other characters you've done that you think, wow, that's somebody that I can really identify with?
You know, you identify with little parts of it. You know, you kind of make it your own. And I think whether you identify with who you are or kind of things you've thought about being or doing, you know, you draw off of that as well. I'd say Ben is probably real close to who I am in a lot of ways.
Danielle, our Adventures in Odyssey fans also hear your voice in a lot of different places, such as the X-Men TV show. Tell us about some of your other voice work.
Yeah, like you said, I'm really excited. The new X-Men is called Wolverine and the X-Men. It actually just premiered this month. I'm doing the voice of Shadowcat on that show. And I also do, and have done for a very long time, the voice of Batgirl on the Batman cartoon.
Danielle, how do you go about getting these jobs? So just for the young people out there who may be thinking, do they call Danielle? Does Danielle show up at auditions? How does that work for somebody your age to try and get these roles?
Basically, what you have to do is I have an agent. So you get an agent, and then my agent will submit me on different projects that, you know, they think that I'm right for, and we'll go in and we'll audition, we'll read for it, and they'll send it to the client, and then they'll listen to it, and if they like it, they'll, you know, cast you and then bring you in for the role. So you have to audition for them, which is submitted through an agent. So that's how you go about doing it.
Well, thanks so much for being with us again and taking time out of your schedule. I know that our fans will be excited about all the great stuff you shared with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Yes, thank you for having us.
It's been a lot of fun.
Anytime.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye, guys. You can find that first episode with the Shepherd Family and the first one featuring Danielle on Album 33, Virtual Realities.
Or you can see a list of all the Aubrey shows on our website. Just visit The Vault and check out the advanced search feature. In fact, you can search for any character.
Very cool. Okay, now for the moment we've all been waiting for.
And that's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us for the Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of...
Jesse, wait.
No, be sure to check out our website. It's witsand.org/podcast.
Jesse, stop.
What?
You know we have one more thing left on the podcast today.
We do?
Yes, at long last, it's time for Jesse's library rant.
You know, it's not too late to turn off the podcast, folks. The stop button is right there.
Come on, Jesse. Listen, you should know that I teach Sunday school, fourth and fifth graders, and one of my students took me aside a couple weeks ago, and he asked when we were going to be sharing this. So for Garrett and for everyone else who has waited patiently, go ahead, set this up. Where did this rap come from?
All right. Well, if it's for Garrett, I'll do it. Our school librarian in high school wanted to do something special for National Library Month, which is in April, which, come to think of it, maybe we should wait to play it then.
No, the people have spoken, and I can't wait.
Okay, so I wrote this rap, and then a few friends and I went to a closet of the library and recorded it into this old reel-to-reel recorder. And it's my best friend, Aku. He's banging two books together, and Richard is doing the beatboxing. And I think my friend Mark is in there screaming some random stuff.
Let's listen.
Well, I'm rapping Jess, I got a job today. Telling kids about book the old-fashioned way. So let me and ear get over here. Cause I'm a storyteller, a pretty nice fella. And you can even read about Helen Keller. Get your act together, no matter what the weather. Get light as a feather and fly down to the library. We got books on a spider saving pigs, a southern fried rats, Cujo with fangs, and that's the facts. You can draw a dinosaur or see Georgia O'Keeffe, or find on a map the Great Barrier Reef. We got some records, we got some tapes, and you can even read about Planet of the Apes. Well, I said my rap, and I'll be gone in a snap, cause I'm going down to where the books are at. Yes, I'm going down to the library. Yes, I'm going down to the library. Yeah, the library. It's not the library or the library. It's the library. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that was great. And now I know what it would sound like if you did our show on helium.
You know, and the funny thing is, I was a senior in high school when we did that.
Well, it was still a lot of fun.
And we also set rap back about 100 years.
I think it's time to wrap this up for real, Jess. You've been listening to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast.
Or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day is an adventure.